We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to chapter 22, verses 15 to 25. Isaiah chapter 22, verses 15 to 25. It's an interesting passage. It concerns a man named Sheba, who was the royal steward. He was steward over the household of God, and he is accused here by the Lord of using his power to feather his own nest, as it were. The issue is that he has cut a tomb for himself, a very elaborate and rich tomb, and that is not what the Lord put him into power to do, to take the resources and to make them for his own glory and honor, but rather for the good of the nation and the blessing of the people. Interestingly, the tomb of Sheba has been found outside Jerusalem. It's not that impressive by modern standards, but by 8th century B.C. standards, it apparently was. There's an inscription on the wall, and God removes him from office. I thrust you from your office. You will be pulled down from your station. Now, we see here what is so frequently mentioned in the Bible, that when God places people in positions of authority, he cares very deeply whether they are faithful or not in fulfilling those duties. We are not, as ministers of the Gospels, this is not here for us to feather our own nests and to fleece the people. How much of that's going on today, where the whole purpose is your donations to this 1-800 number, and that's how you know that God will bless you, and so on and so forth. But it's true not only in the ministry, but every station of life. God has placed you in an authority. If you are a steward, then you are accountable to him. That is especially true over the household of God. Now, one of God's greatest blessings is when he arranges or actively removes false stewards and places faithful ones in their place. And that's what we have here. He brings Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that by the name, if you follow Isaiah and Jeremiah, 2 Kings in the time of Josiah and later kings, that's a family line that will be noted for faithfulness to the word of God. And he places Eliakim here. Now, very interestingly, he not only places the garments, the robe, the sash on him, but he says, I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. He shall shut, none shall open. Now, that reminds us of the duty of the elders of the church. That very language of stewardship is given to the elders of the church. They have the duty, the authority to admit persons and to bar persons from the assembly of the church. I think there's probably no greater and more solemn duty of the elders of the church than to receive new members through credible testimonies of faith in Jesus Christ. And then they are to steward the blessings of God, the word, watch over the ministry of the word, the ministries of the church. They're to be faithful stewards for God's glory and the blessing of people according to his word. Now, what I particularly like is what is said in verse 23. Speaking of Eliakim, I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place. I've often thought of that verse with respect to my own calling as a minister. If you are particularly men, but all of us in responsibilities we have, if God has made you a pastor especially, or an elder, or a deacon, or a parent, in that sphere where God has entrusted you, he wants you to be like a peg that's been driven into the wall. And what you're there for is that he can hang things on you. You think of how important it is for Christian leaders today to exhibit godliness, faithfulness, not to be promoting their name, their legacy, the way that Shebna was for his tomb, but rather faithfully holding up the things that God has placed upon us. Be praying for all your pastors, all Christians in authority. Pray for fathers in the church. If we should fall, if we should be cast away into gross sins, we're not the only ones who are affected, are we? Whole churches suffer and are broken. Whole family, generations of children are affected. If God has made you a peg, pray and labor that you would hold fast. There's almost nothing more important that you would do. That means don't give up either. Don't give up in the weariness. If God has placed and hung things on you, well, pray that he would enable you to be that peg that is firmly placed in the wall. Pray that certainly for me. And then at the very end, he says, but the day is coming when all those things will be cut down. Death causes us to leave off our responsibilities. The end of this age is not going to be one that comes through our victory. No, Christ is the peg, and everything hangs on him. And my dear friends, he will not fall. He will hold up that great eternal work of redemption and the glory of God, the plan of God for all of history. Oh, Christ will hold it up. It will be done. Well, with these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 15 of Isaiah 22. Thus says the Lord God hosts, come, go to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the household, and say to him, what have you to do here, and whom have you here that you have cut out here a tomb for yourself? You who cut out a tomb on the height and carve a dwelling for yourself in the rock. Behold, the Lord will hurl you away violently, O you strong man. He will seize firm hold on you and whirl you around and around and throw you like a ball into a wide land. There you shall die, and there shall be your glorious chariots, you shame of your master's house. I will thrust you from your office, and you will be pulled down from your station. In that day I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe and will bind your sash on him and will commit your authority into his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. And I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place, and he will become a throne of honor to his father's house. And they will hang on him the whole honor of his father's house, the offspring and issue, every small vessel, from the cups to all the flagons. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a secure place will give way. It will be cut down and fall, and the load that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.